With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden answers former President Trump's challenge to debate, and in doing so, wants to bypass the Nonpartisan Debates Commission.
Earlier this month, Trump challenged the president to a debate before the fall.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
In a new video, the president accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
The Biden campaign now says it won't participate in the three traditional debates sponsored by the commission. Instead, it proposes a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest reports on inflation and retail sales have Wall Street breathing a big sigh of relief. The April Consumer Price Index was up less than feared, rising 0.3% from March. And retail sales in April were flat, unchanged from the previous month. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden greenlighting more military aid for Israel.
The new $1 billion package of U.S. weapons for Israel will now be reviewed by Congress. Officials say it will include tank rounds, mortars, and armored tactical vehicles. It's the first tranche of military support for Israel to emerge since President Biden delayed a shipment of large 900-kilo bombs last week.
That's a BBC's Ian McWilliam. Some high-profile Republicans rallying to former President Trump's side as his trial in New York drags on. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among them. Mike Johnson outside the courtroom yesterday in Manhattan. Today it's an off day for the trial. More than 120 wildfires burning in Canada, polluting the air across parts of the U.S., air quality alerts in place across the Dakotas, Minnesota, as well as Montana and Wisconsin. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 178 points, the Nasdaq trading 88 points higher. This is SRN News. America's churches being urged to pray for Israel.
The Family Research Council is heading a coalition of ministries that are urging congregations to set aside time this coming Sunday to show support for the Jewish state with prayer. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, "It is abundantly clear that we, as leaders within the Christian community, should come together to demonstrate our unwavering support for Israel, anchored in the Word of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear is trying to elevate his profile in the Democratic Party, and he seems to believe that abortion will be his stepping stone. Beshear is planning a trip to Tennessee next month to speak out against the neighboring state's pro-life laws. The governor campaigned against his state's near-total abortion ban. In winning re-election last year, he'll be speaking in Nashville at an event. Some experts say President Biden's low approval ratings are prompting younger Democrats to consider their own presidential prospects. This is SRN News. More trouble for beleaguered aircraft manufacturer Boeing.
The Justice Department has determined Boeing violated a settlement that allowed the company to avoid criminal prosecution after two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX. The jets went down in 2018 in Indonesia and 2019 in Ethiopia, killing 346 people. Boeing reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Justice Department in January 2021 to avoid prosecution on a single fraud charge of misleading federal regulators who approved the plane. Boeing blamed the deception on two relatively low-level employees. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The driver of a pickup truck that slammed into a bus carrying farm workers in Ocala, Florida, faces driving under the influence manslaughter charges. Eight people among the more than four dozen on board the bus were killed in the crash. More details at SRNnews.com.